Hi, this is Steve King, and this is the author's note at the end of the book. Thanks for listening, by the way. I first tried to write Under the Dome in 1976 and crept away from it with my tail between my legs after 2 weeks' work that amounted to about 75 pages. That manuscript was long lost on the day in 2007 when I sat down to start again, but I remembered the opening section, the airplane and the woodchuck, well enough to recreate it almost exactly. I was overwhelmed, not by the large cast of characters. I like novels with generous populations, but by the technical problems the story presented, especially the ecological and meteorological consequences of the dome. The fact that those very concerns made the book seem important to me made me feel like a coward and lazy, but I was terrified of screwing it up. So I went on to something else, but the idea of the dome never left my mind. In the years since, my good friend Russ Dorr, a physician's assistant from Bridgeton, Maine, has helped me with the medical details in many books, most notably The Stand. In the late summer of 2007, I asked him if he would be willing to take on a much larger role as head researcher on a long novel called Under the Dome. He agreed, and thanks to Russ, I think most of the technical details here are right. It was Russ who researched computer-guided missiles, jet stream patterns, methamphetamine recipes, portable generators, radiation, possible advances in cell phone technology, and 100 other things. It was also Russ who invented Rusty Everett's homemade radiation suit and who realized people could breathe from tires, at least for a while. Have we made mistakes? Sure, but most will turn out to be mine, either because I misunderstood or misinterpreted some of his answers. My first two readers were my wife, Tabitha, and Leonora LeGrand, my daughter-in-law. Both were tough, humane, and helpful. Nan Graham edited the book down from the original dinosaur to a beast of slightly more manageable size. Every page of the manuscript was marked with her changes. I owe her a great debt of thanks for all the mornings when she got up at 6 a.m. and took her pencil in her hand. I tried to write a book that would keep the pedal consistently to the metal. Nan understood that, and whenever I weakened, she jammed her foot down on top of mine and yelled, in the margins, as editors are wont to do, "Faster, Steve, faster!" Surendra Patel, to whom the book is dedicated, was a friend and unfailing source of comfort for 30 years. In June of 2008, I got the news that he had died of a heart attack. I sat on the steps of my office and cried. When that part was over, I went back to work. It was what he would have expected. And you, constant reader, thanks for reading this story. If you had as much fun as I did, we're both well off.
Under the Dome was written by Stephen King and read by Raul Esparza. The recording engineer was Erica Weintraub. Editing and post-production by Common Mode. Paul Fowley, technical director. The mix engineer was Terry Hogan. The associate producer was Travis Tung. Under the Dome was produced and directed by Carol Shapiro. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio. Under the Dome is available in hardcover from Scribner. Also from Simon & Schuster Audio, Just After Sunset, Stories by Stephen King. Read by Jill Eikenberry, Holter Graham, Ron McClarty, Ben Shankman, George Guidel, Mare Winningham, Karen Ziemba, Dennis O'Hare, Skip Suddeth, and the author.